Hello.
Oh, hi, Kenzie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I was just following up regarding your account. It looks like I know you asked me to follow up with you this week regarding the payment.
Yeah, which one? How much I have to pay for that one?
$129. So the good news is you're only past due for $129, but on February 16th, that's going to reoccur to $258, and it will continue to do so until this settles.
$258?
Yeah, because in the terms and conditions, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 16th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So right now, there's only $129 due. But on February 16th, it'll reoccur to $258, and it will continue to do so until this settles.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's what?
It's too much money.
So, if you like, you could cancel the program and just keep the website, and that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. Have you seen the website that we built you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's an option for you, too.
Okay. I have to check tomorrow.
Okay. Do you want me to update the new payment method and then tomorrow just charge $49 for the website hosting?
That $49, I know you have that $49
too. So.
That will do nothing. But because I have that long time, I know see the change.
What do you mean?
I don't see nothing changing.
Oh. Well, you just started with us again 6 weeks ago. You haven't been with us since 2023. It's been almost 2 years since you worked with us.
The 49 I was paying.
Oh, you were paying $49 before?
Mm-hmm. But I don't see no change.
Yeah, you know what? I always tell people to look at the $49 as a last resort because a website in and of itself is never going to bring anybody a new client, right? So the value to what we do is in putting the website in a spotlight position front and center on the first page of Google where people can find it, right, when they're looking for hair braiding. But, you know, in the same token, it's 2025 and every business needs a website, right? So that's all it does is it keeps PenceHairBraiding.com open. Because if you look at your site right now, there's a big orange banner at the top of the page that says the information here is no longer being updated. And that's because we're having trouble with the payment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes off the site. Yeah. But if it were me, I would recommend stay with the $129 package because you'll get much better results because that also gets you, in addition to the website, the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing. We put you on some of the popular directories in the area, and we make sure that you're mobily optimized, which means that Pence Hair Braiding comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So you'll get much better results if you can stick with that $129 package. But, you know, if that's not doable, then you could always, you know, just keep the website for $49 monthly.
The problem is I go to Africa in 2 days for 1 month, so the business want to be closed.
what are you going to do with the business when you're in Africa? You're going to just close it, or is there?
I want to close because the person who is supposed to come to save business is coming. So that's why I say everything has to wait when I come back.
When are you going to come back from Africa?
I want to be there for 1 month.
Oh, how exciting. What a nice break for you. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous. I want to go to Africa for a month.
Yeah.
So you know what you could do then, Kenzie? You could pay the one payment, whether it's $49 or $129, just to keep the account active. And then I can put you on what's called a seasonal hold, where they would stop your billing. So that way they would stop the billing for February, March, April, whenever you think you'll be back from Africa and ready to take on clients. You know, you could call us and we'd go back to the month-to-month billing, but I can pause the billing in the meantime. Now, I can't pause the billing with a past due balance, but I absolutely can pause the billing once we get that payment up to speed.
Mm-hmm. I don't have no money now.
Okay. So did you say that tomorrow would be a better time or on Friday?
I say when I'm coming back.
Oh, but the thing is, if you wait till you come back, it's going to be like 258. I can't do a hold or anything with a past due balance. So what I would recommend is get something paid before you go. I might even be able to put you into the corporate rate for the website hosting for just $29. And then that way the account gets current and up to speed. And then once the account's current, I can push the next billing out for you, or I can put the account on hold. But I can't put the account on hold with a past due balance. It'll continue to bill you in the meantime, you know? And I don't want that to happen to you either. I don't want you to continue to get charges on your card while you're in Africa and you're not even taking on clients. You know what I mean?
Who are speaking to? Amma?
The corporate rate for website hosting is just $29. So typically you're supposed to have 100 locations to get that rate, but I can get an override and get that for you to help you out a little bit since you're going to Africa.
Yeah, but I prefer to go to Africa. I'm going to come back and do it. Whatever they charge me 2 months, I do it. Because I had a problem when the last time I did the credit card, somebody go through. I don't use that credit card for nothing. Only you. After that, they try to do something with my credit card. That's why the bank closed the credit card.
Was that the one that you had back in 2023 or the one that you just gave us when you started this again?
The one I just gave to you.
Oh, I see. Okay. And now there's already a problem with it?
Yeah. The
okay.
Bank closed. Yeah, because somebody goes through for my account.
So that couldn't be related to us because our company is VeriSign secured, which means that our billing information is encrypted. So anybody at Local Splash, they can see that you used a Visa ending in 3546. But the rest of the numbers are blocked out. We don't even have access to it. All we can see are the last four digits.
Mm-hmm. They try to use. The bank called me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The bank called you and said there was fraud on your account?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm happy that you caught it, but there's no way that it could be, you know, as a result of working with Local Splash.
That's why I say I will have to sit down, call the bank, and tell the bank I want to use the card for 200 something when the card is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be here. I want to go to Africa first before I start it down.
Okay.
I'm going to Africa back here.
wouldn't it be better to just pay $29 now and then I can put the account on hold and then when you come back, you can, you know, go back to that $129 package?
Because
you don't have the card right now, right? But you might have it before you leave.
Maybe if the tax is coming.
Okay. So when are you leaving again?
In 2 days.
In 2 days. Okay. All right. Well, I'll touch base with you maybe tomorrow is Thursday or early Friday before you leave, and I'll see if you have the card by then. Or you could even go get one of those prepaid visas from like Walmart or 7-Eleven and put $29 on it. And then when I call you back, I could take like a prepaid card. And then when you get back from Africa, we could put your actual card on file if you like.
Okay, that would be great.
You want to do that?
Some business. Do you want me to give you the phone number for the person?
Okay. So what's the phone number?
Let me check. She has a salon too, so.
Oh, good for her. That's great. You guys are good friends, huh?
I recommend you that.
Nice. Thank you for doing that, Kenzie. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah.
The number is 862.
862.
253.
253.
6335.
6335. Okay, 862-253-6. And then what's her name?
Valerie.
Valerie, okay. All right.
The auntie who have the branding in Montclair, who send you to her.
Oh, they do braiding too? What's the other one's name that does the braiding?
I don't know the name.
Oh, so it's still in Valerie's salon, though, right? It's the same company?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, does Valerie know that I'm going to call? Have you talked to her about that you were going to refer her to us? Or
I tell her I want to refer me to her.
Great. Okay. Well, then I'll let her know that you referred us and then I'll touch base with you maybe tomorrow, or Friday morning just to see if you got that prepaid card. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. I'll talk to you soon then.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.